Lee Zeldin calls Zatoc for lies about an emerging U.S. military with Israel Defense Force. By Amy Furr on July 23, 2026. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Administrator Lee Zeldin said Wednesday that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, was lying about a provision in the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, to merge parts of the U.S. military with the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. In a social media post on Tuesday evening, Ocasio-Cortez said, "Tomorrow, the House will vote on the NDAA, which includes a provision to merge parts of our military with the IDF. This amendment is an existential threat to American sovereignty and democracy. Every member of Congress must vote no." The following day, Zeldin shared her post and said her claims were false. "Atok, instead of merging the part of your brain that hates Jews with the part of your brain concocting your daily lies, you should try merging the part of your brain responsible for reading bill text with the part of your brain responsible for critical thinking," he wrote. The House on Wednesday passed the $1.15 trillion NDAA with a 216-212 vote, Fox News reported. The outlet also said the Save America Act, which would safeguard the nation's elections and has President Donald Trump's support, was attached to the NDAA. The Save America Act was approved months ago but has been held up in the Senate. Republican leaders revived the legislation through a procedure directing the House clerk to combine it with the NDAA after passage but before sending the package to the Senate. That approach allowed the House to vote on the defense and election measures separately before transmitting them as one bill, the Fox article read. Meanwhile, Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, also responded to Ocasio-Cortez by stating, "Good grief, you are either obtuse or intentionally lying. We are not merging our military with the IDF. As we do with many of our allies, we enter into cooperative agreements, share intelligence, develop technology and ammunition, and conduct military exercises together. Stop stoking Jew hatred and do better." House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said Wednesday the NDAA will ensure America maintains the most lethal, most dynamic, most capable fighting force in the world. This year's NDAA built on key investments in the working families' tax cuts as Republicans lead the charge to restore America's military dominance and rebuild the arsenal of freedom. "In an increasingly dangerous world, we are reminded of President Reagan's admonition that freedom is not passed along in the bloodstream. It must be fought for and protected so the next generation may enjoy the same level of security and opportunity we have known. And that starts in Congress. Safeguarding our liberties by providing for our common defense is one of our most basic responsibilities as elected representatives. And this year's NDAA meets the moment," he concluded. Read the NDAA's text here.